Blackstone Audio presents Polly by Marion Chesney. This book is read by Charlotte Anne Dorr. For Sharon and David Chesney. Chapter 1. One more household chore to do, and then she would have the rest of Sunday to prepare for her first job. And she had the house to herself. Polly Marsh poured cold water onto the cake of black lead that stood in a jam jar by the kitchen sink and absent-mindedly began mixing it into a paste. Every Sunday, it was her job to black lead the kitchen range until it shone. The range was the center of the Marsh household. It took up a complete wall of the little kitchen. There was the boiler on one side and the oven on the other. In the middle was the fire, with an iron bar across the top for hanging the kettle or the frying pan. The range took an hour to polish, and then the steel fender had to be scrubbed with emery paper and then buffed to a high shine. Polly automatically went about her work, half listening to the cries and shouts of the traders in the street below. Stone Lane Market, in London's Shoreditch, was in full Sunday swing. The other members of the Marsh household, Polly's mother and father, grandmother and little brother and sister, were all downstairs in the shop selling fruit and vegetables as hard as they could. Marshes had been greengrocers in Stone Lane for as long as anyone could remember. Every morning, Polly's father, Alf, would ride.